This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So before we said that, you know, what happens if he's shochel b'dina when he's living? What happens if he dies? In other words, he gave an explanation before why it's the right thing, you know, how to deal with a person that there's still a hemshech to it. But if there's not a hemshech, if he's dying, what's these different hanhagis? In other words, you explain the whole braisa of the different anhagis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers to do with a person as being when you mamshich. Here it says in the final Yom HaDin. Anu kach hashivun elecha. So we'd answer the following to you. I'm not sure, it's interesting. I'm not sure who's the debate with over here. Who's the masa matan with? Not that often as a shayna saw. The Rambam, when Asim Arnavuchim, is dealing with a Talmud. So he's writing to a Talmud. Here, so he says, Dayana emes yisparach shmoy dono odom fi maysav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan, bottom line, a person gets only what his maysim is. In other words, all of these inyonim of din that we came out is to bring out the maysa odom. Let's explain an akuda here that's going to be constantly coming up in him. When let's take a bus of Adam. When you have a person and someone comes and acts X, Y, Z to me, and he does this for me or to me or against me or whatever it is, then how am I done with that person is totally in how I feel and how bad I feel and how I'm upset with him and how much I want to do it again and stuff like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dayana Emes. So all these hanhagis that we're talking about, whether it's Mate Klape Chesed or it's Nifra from this world, Nifra from the world to come, all of these are in Yonim that really reflect the person's Maisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Dayana Emes. So let's give a mashal, a simple mashal. How a person reacts to me is a product of me and him. So if a person doesn't like me and he acts not nice to me, so it has something to do with what I am, how I am, and has something to do with the other person. Let's say I hold a mirror in front of my face, and in the mirror my face looks, I don't know, it looks bad, whatever it is. It has nothing to do with the mirror, it has to do with me. So I can only see it as being the gilui of the emes in me. So if the mirror shows a big black spot on my nose, it's going to have a big black spot on my nose. It has nothing to do with anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dayana emes. It's not like we picture a melech baser dom, this guy's own whims, and this guy got on his nerves, and this guy called him a name, and this guy, he's afraid, might rebel against him, and so on. Dayan Emes means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas ha-din, is that he brings out to the world the Emes of the din. So he says, Dayan Ezel Shmoy Dona Fi Maisav, Yesh Avoyno Shedinoi Lipara Min Ha'Oizah Yisabayel Mazeh B'chayim. That itself is part of the anhag of din, not only how many averas don't come inside, you know, in bags. It's, you know, one avera, 10 averas, 100 averas. It's certain averas, the din is the parmi din, and certain that. The Rambam makes the same point when he speaks in Mishnah Torah about losing bechira. When a person does Avera, he loses Bechira. So he says there are some Averas that its consequence, almost the way Rambam says that it's Dino, is its natural consequence is to lose the Bechira. So whatever einish comes in the wake of an avera, whether it's where it's given, how it's given, and so on, is be'etzem a product of avera itself. So that's the midah of mate klape chesed, is that it allows for a person that's machza to be able to pay it off in this world. Now mate klape chesed is a built-in midah. It's how the world is constructed. Let's give an example. And again, so don't understand this mate klape chesed. When you read the words mate klape chesed, it sounds like it's a whim. It's like, you know, on a whim, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu is nice, and if it comes like this, he gives a bang and makes it mate klape chesed. That's a very childish way of looking at it. Let's understand a little bit better. Imagine you have a school that's meant to be an elite school of some sort, a private school that's meant to be elite. She would go to Washington. So you have criteria for getting in, and if somebody is doesn't make it quite, so we say you're not good enough. So you need to a 60, an 80, 100 to get in. If you're not up to there, you don't get in. Because my basic attitude is people are not in the school unless they deserve to be in the school. That's the big picture of who gets in. Let's say you have a school that's there for all the kids in this community. It's meant to be a place to educate the kids in the community, except for a kid that is extremely disruptive and whatever it is, that the school can't have it. So if it's 50-50, then we'll take him. In other words, the school is meant to be mechanech. It's achrayis mechanech every kid. If we can't take it, if we can't handle, can it? So if it's not clear that we can't handle him, then he gets in. Why? Because the etzem metzias is that way. So mate klape chesed is not just on, you know, when a case like that comes up, Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of gives a bang on the side. It means the bria is a bria that's neuter klape chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the bria so that people do well. Now, in case there's somebody that can't do it, in case there's somebody who can't make it, who fails. But unless the person's kaveh himself outside of the miskeres, he's still there. Someone once told me, a teacher in a certain school, not to go to Washington, that it was a very large school to serve a community, and they're always, whatever kids are doing, somehow they found a way in which to say, okay, you know, we have to keep him, we will keep him, whatever it's. So at the meeting of the administration, student, a teacher raised and said, could the administration tell us clearly, is there anything a person can do to be thrown out of the school? Or is there no avera too big to be thrown out of school? Like, is there something that you can definitely say, or everything is always possible to stay? So I go upon him, so that's the din is like that. And that's what losing bechira is, it's a product of the type of avera you did. So Lamarshal, let's just use that as an example so we'll understand it better. Paro's whole mohus was, I am the boss. And he was kaveh himself, you know, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as being, it's my kingdom and I make the decisions. And it's mine to decide. That was his kvias of being going against. So losing your bechira is an exact einish for that. You think that you're in control, you're not even in control of your own actions. The fact that bechira is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we ask ourselves, if we boil down, so everybody understands the possessions you have, Britzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, the successes you have. But if you ask yourself, my Bechira, that's certainly me. That's certainly who I am. And, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be nasty to me and push me to something, but Bechira is mine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, Bechira is not yours either. V'kach ha'mida, v'roiv v'rubay z'chuy yosemit ha'veres imamtin la'chas misa, elekim v'sho HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizdachek bo'ilom ha'neshamas, makdim lo'i, v'goyvim ha'teres ha'zeh ha'im v'hamida zu. So this person is becoming a ruchnistic person, and his trajectory is an olam habedik trajectory. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the pa'ula of moving towards the world of mitzvahs includes in itself the reason to get rid of ha'veres here. For a person who is a tzaddik, he's expressing the fact that this world is just a chetimtze and it's olam haba, and that's what the person really wants. Hayiruba schus v'ashanim mizav misa imichrias nakaf choiva bein sheishogun sheruba averis hari herich din al atzmoi ad sheikabos char mitzvoisav oy pur onas averis abshov bein sheikabos amirichos yomav abishay mizvam haze. Which is kir chachom b'mokshes kaino. V'chein shenuya oyd b'beishes rabba. A similar idea yam b'beishes rabba. Rakiva yame echad elo vecht elo medakim u'atohim rabba. Both tzaddikim and rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medaktik atohim rabba. Medaktim at tzaddikim v'goyvim miyot maisim roim shosem mahaze k'dei l'shven shalom habo. Umashpia shalvul rishoyim leisem schar mitzvahs kalos shosem mahaze k'dei porim l'osed lovay. So the midah is the same midah. The person is kaveya, will I be an olam habadik a person, a hazik a person? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyve, whichever cheshben he needs to, in olam hazik. Okay, ches. Voyrom
be'evel. How did he answer the question? Yeah. The question was, b'shas misa, when do we find somebody who shakul b'shas?
No, so what he seems to be saying is the mahalach of the mahalach going up to it is where it's bringing him to. The real terror is that all the way at the end of the Perek Aleph, take a look in Yud Aleph. He's going to explain this chazal. In other words, he goes through the introduction kind of this mahalach. And then Yud Aleph, he says, you know, if a person does the best right before he's nifta, this is where his teretz is at the end of the. Va'oyram be'evil, kishenechas evshuring on Neil v'shmol v'lisha, gozalem shehargu, va'oyr b'shmol boiche. Amaloi, Reb Shimon Gamliel, b'pnei mata boiche, l'shtei psias at the nosim bechalken shal tzadik v'at boiche. In 2 seconds, in 2 minutes, you're going to be with tzadikim. Amaloi, ani boicha al sha'onu neherogin ke'ovdei alilim u'kemegal ha'raya shefet dom chal shabosis. In other words, the fact, it's not the misa itself that I'm worried about, but the tzura of the misa is ke'ilu showing that, I'm over the dessert. Basically what he's saying is, even the way in which it happens comes because my averus more mechayevit. Looking at the type of misa, it looks like I did the worst averus. Amalei, so he told him, Rebbe, Shema soyed huyisa, or yoshin. Maybe you were eating or sleeping. Ubas alecha isha lishal nidosa ve'al val tumas adrasa. And a woman came to ask you a shayla. V'matol, he told the hamtina chishen, wait a minute till I sleep. V'atayra amra kol amana v'yasnoi sa'anun im onay tane oisei. V'ksib basay v'rak teshem b'charev. V'char b'loy nema el b'charev. So it's an incredible chazal. There's a similar lashon on the pasuk over there, in the mechilta. It's a little bit different. It says over there, Hayar shro b'icha, amashgam ne'emata b'icha. So he told him, Amalei, he said, I'm crying because I'm being killed and I don't know for what reason I'm being killed. So he told him the same thing. He said, maybe someone came to ask you a shayla, and you said, Hamtinli acha eshtechamen. Let me finish my cup of coffee first. And it brings the same positive, and he told him, Nichamtani, that I know for what I'm here. So it's incredible. The Dikta Din, I mean, you know, I haven't eaten yet, and there's a coffee waiting, but the lady's waiting to ask a shayla. If I drink the coffee first, there's this tvi on me. I don't know what the shaykhis is to Amon and to Yosim. Kalmon and Yosim le Sa'anun, why is it Amon and Yosim? Talking about a lady who's married and has parents. Why does he get Kalmon and Yosim le Sa'anun? But Al Kaponim, the Diktuk Adin that the Chazal were to veil themselves is incredible. I remember somebody, some people really have no seichel. They're geonim and not having seichel. Reb Nochum Zechon Evracha was sick. He had multiple sclerosis. When he was well, he was a gibur, like an Ari, very, very strong. He was up, you could see him. His windows were right on the ground, so he would fall asleep 1:32 on his gemara. It was for shachris, he was there every day. If Thursday night, he'd be up all night. Friday night he'd go sleep early, and then he would wake up middle of night, and he would prepare for his Sheikh Lali Sunday through Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, very strong. He got sick, and became harder and harder. He also got other illnesses, so it wasn't always easy to get in. An American bacha, bacha with many miles, but Seichel wasn't part of him, knocked on the door, and I think he won't say goodbye to him, not if he's leaving, whatever it is, and the rabbis told him, he can't come in now. He came back sometime later, and she said, I'm sorry, you can't come in now. So the guy said, it's the second time already that I'm here. So he didn't say anything. The next time he came, she said, oh, Shiva's been sitting and waiting for you all the time. I think the guy took it literally. But Al Kaponim, that's the other half of this. But this is a tree, it's incredible. I think of it a lot of times on Tisha B'Av, like, you know, the Sarah Gemalchus, this is what Chazal were to bear themselves. We think it's good form when you tell people I'm busy and I can't, but it's incredible. Tess. The Famida Zu Yisrael Ruban Yeshem Tsar Visurim by the Mazay Yosim Shah Umois. Ketzat. I F Shul Umois Blight Stoker Maisim Noyim. The F Yisrael Beloya Veris. Tachlis, we have Averis, Umsolim have a Maisim Toivim. Elashumas Ivika Chob Mazolas Uvdin. So the Maisa is something that is part and parcel of what our mitzvahs is, and that we, because our din is that we should be zechut olam haba, that's why in this world, whatever cheshbon has to be smoothed out, it gets smoothed out here. And Muslim is the other way around. Okay, we'll hold it here. I just remember to make more to copy the next.